The Black Swan, Disc 5.
Non-linearities. The situation can get a little more tragic. The world is more non-linear than we think and than scientists would like to think. With linearities, relationships between variables are clear, crisp, and constant, therefore platonically easy to grasp in a single sentence, such as, a 10% increase in money in the bank corresponds to a 10% increase in interest income and a 5% increase in obsequiousness on the part of the personal banker. If you have more money in the bank, you get more interest. Non-linear relationships can vary. Perhaps the best way to describe them is to say that they cannot be expressed verbally in a way that does justice to them. Take the relationship between pleasure and drinking water. If you're in a state of painful thirst, then a bottle of water increases your well-being significantly. More water means more pleasure. But what if I gave you a cistern of water? Clearly, your well-being becomes rapidly insensitive to further quantities. As a matter of fact, if I gave you the choice between a bottle or a cistern, you would prefer the bottle. So your enjoyment declines with additional quantities. These non-linear relationships are ubiquitous in life. Linear relationships are truly the exception. We only focus on them in classrooms and textbooks because they're easier to understand. Yesterday afternoon, I tried to take a fresh look around me to catalog what I could see during my day that was linear. I couldn't find anything, no more than someone hunting for squares or triangles could find them in the rainforest. Or as we'll see later, any more than someone looking for bell-shaped randomness finding it in socioeconomic phenomena. You play tennis every day with no improvement. Then suddenly, you start beating the pro. Your child does not seem to have a learning impediment, but he doesn't seem to want to speak. The schoolmaster pressures you to start considering other options, namely therapy. You argue with her to no avail. She's supposed to be the expert. Then suddenly the child starts composing elaborate sentences, perhaps a bit too elaborate for his age group. I will repeat that linear progression, a Platonic idea, is not the norm.